Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. High Price, a neuroscientist's journey of self-discovery that challenges everything you know about drugs and society, authored by Carl Hart, is a groundbreaking exploration that intertwines personal memoir with stringent scientific analysis. Carl Hart, an acclaimed neuroscientist and a prominent drug research expert, confronts prevailing misconceptions around drug use and addiction in American society. Hart provides authentically deep insights drawn from his own experiences growing up in a challenging environment, illustrating how systemic racial and economic injustices significantly influence perceptions on drug use and public policy. The author embarks on an investigative journey through the dense scientific terrain concerning psychoactive substances, offering a sharp critique of the contemporary narrative surrounding drugs. Hart's research encapsulates not merely his professional insights, but also his deeply human exploration of the intricate relationships between environments, personal experiences, and drug consumption behaviors. Richly autobiographical and scientifically informative, the book elegantly dismantles enduring myths and presents novel perspectives on drug policies, addiction, and rehabilitation. Hart urges readers to reassess prevailing attitudes and beliefs about narcotics, calling for a transformation in societal views and policymaking related to drug use and public health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rethinking addiction myths. Hart originally challenges the common misconceptions about addiction, illuminating that prevalent myths have greatly influenced policy and societal attitudes. Addiction, often portrayed as a direct consequence of drugs' chemical properties, is examined critically through Hart's research. He emphasizes the role of various environmental and psychological factors, including socioeconomic status and personal interactions. Hart asserts drugs themselves are not inherently addictive. Instead, a complex interplay between the environment, an individual's psychological state, and their experiences contributes significantly to addiction. He presents evidence and experimental findings demonstrating that when provided with meaningful alternatives and rewarding life choices, many drug users do not exhibit compulsive or destructive behaviors commonly associated with addiction. Hart's examination demystifies addiction, shifting focus toward rational, science-based policy solutions that focus more on public health and less on punitive measures. Secondly, personal narrative as insightful evidence. A unique feature of High Price is Hart's powerful narrative drawn from his personal life experiences. Growing up facing poverty, racial discrimination, and structural injustices, his insights become an invaluable component grounding and humanizing the science presented. His narrative starkly explores the struggles encountered in impoverished communities, facing systemic discrimination and oppressive drug legislation disproportionately targeting minorities. Hart details how these detrimental policies notably affect communities, stripping them of education, employment, and growth opportunities, thus fostering further reliance on drugs as coping mechanisms or economic options. His life journey illustrates compellingly the complex relationship between personal challenges, racial injustices, and drug use. Hart's own experiences highlight the need for societal empathy and policy reforms, emphasizing education, healthcare, and equitable criminal justice systems. Thirdly, critique of existing drug policies. Hart compellingly argues that current drug policies rooted primarily in punitive measures and criminalization adversely impact societies, particularly marginalized populations. The war on drugs, extensively discussed in his book, has undoubtedly intensified racial biases prevalent in criminal justice, contributing to mass incarceration and severely damaging minority communities. Hart critiques harsh mandatory minimum sentences and laws penalizing drug possession, advocating for informed and compassionate policy shifts. His comprehensive analysis showcases that rather than truly protecting individuals and society from harm, current regulations mainly perpetuate stigma, discrimination, poverty, and violence. Utilizing robust empirical evidence, Hart notably shows how alternative strategies, such as harm reduction techniques, legalization of certain substances, and comprehensive education programs, could effectively reduce drug-related harms and societal dysfunction. Fourthly, the neuroscience behind drug use. Central to High Price is Hart's exploration and explanation of the neuroscience behind drug effects on the human brain. Hart examines popular psychoactive substances, such as cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, and cannabis, detailing their biological mechanisms and effects meticulously. His clear and accessible presentation of neurological research allows readers to understand how drugs chemically influence brain activity, inducing pleasure, reward anticipation, and potential problematic use. Yet, Hart emphasizes importantly that chemical effects alone are insufficient for explaining compulsive or addictive behaviors. Rather, external and internal contextual factors significantly dictate how these neural effects manifest behaviorally. Hart's distinctive scientific approach helps accurately attribute biological influence on behaviors, while also underscoring the crucial roles that societal and psychological contexts play in drug-related actions. This perspective fosters multifaceted, informed conversations around drug use, clearly dispelling overly simplistic narratives blaming substances alone. Lastly, proposals for progressive policy reform. Throughout High Price, Hart presents thoughtful and evidence-based recommendations geared towards reshaping societal approaches toward drugs into impactful policies rooted in compassion, public health, and social justice. He suggests shifting governmental strategies away from criminalization toward evidence-based harm reduction. Examples include safe consumption spaces, needle exchange programs, legalization, and regulated markets for certain drugs as constructive governmental intervention methods. Hart underscores the imperative to create educational programs providing accurate, unbiased information on drugs' effects, risks, and potential benefits. These policies include robust social programs addressing poverty, racism, and inequality underlying drug-related problems. Hart advocates passionately for rational policy reform derived from scientific realities, which could help mitigate drug harms productively and promote healthier, more equitable societal outcomes. In conclusion, High Price, a neuroscientist's journey of self-discovery that challenges everything you know about drugs and society is recommended particularly to those intrigued by the intersection of neuroscience, sociology, public health, policy reform, and social justice. Policymakers, educators, healthcare providers, criminal justice authorities, and general readers wanting a deeper understanding of narcotics' societal implications will significantly benefit from this enlightening book. Carl Hart's authentic storytelling, combined with empirical scientific evidence, promotes deep critical reflection, enabling readers to reconsider widely accepted societal narratives around drug use, addiction, and harm reduction. The book is uniquely valuable primarily because of Hart's credibility and expertise as both a neuroscientific authority and an individual who has directly experienced societal injustice. Readers gain a balanced, rigorous, but compassionate perspective on substance use's economic and social complexities. This book is a crucial resource amid an ongoing global dialogue on drugs and public policy, fostering empathy and paving the path for more humane strategies. Choosing High Price is advantageous due to its deeply human approach coupled with rigorous scientific clarity, providing insightful, realistic, innovative policy recommendations. Unlike many books covering similar topics, Hart presents an engagingly personal narrative that directly addresses racial inequalities intertwined with drug policy issues, enhancing the ability to grasp multifaceted, interconnected societal matters deeply and meaningfully. If you would like to support Carl Hart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.